HQN Books and Harper Audio present Slow Ride by Laurie Foster, performed by John Lane. Chapter 1. Ronnie wouldn't have walked into Freddy's, a dinky little honky-tonk bar in Red Oaks, Ohio, if she'd known a local's birthday party was underway. But hey, she needed a distraction, and this seemed to be the only one available. Seated on a stool, she lifted her beer to the loud toast made by a fellow in dusty overalls. Something about the birthday boy supplying corn to an upcoming festival? Ronnie wasn't sure. Small-town vibes usually eluded her. And this town was smaller than most. The main street began with farms that melded into small, tidy houses lining each side, along with a few establishments, and abruptly ended with Freddy's. God willing, she wouldn't have to be here long. Her employers had recently decided that she needed a professional courier to help acquire their purchases, even though Ronnie was more than capable on her own. Worse, the man they wanted to hire was, by all accounts, a super slick suit-wearing choir boy, and she wanted nothing to do with him. Tomorrow she would present the offer as directed, but with any luck he'd turn it down, and then she could get back to work. Alone. Until then, she needed to shake off the tension, or at the very least find a diversion from her thoughts, thus her visit to this dive. "Come on in," someone shouted. "There's still plenty of room." Ronnie glanced up to see the newcomer, and was instantly hooked. Well, well, well. This customer stood better than 6 feet tall, messy light brown hair contrasted with heavily lashed dark eyes. Two different paint colors splattered his t-shirt, and his faded jeans hung loose and low. Hello, distraction. She'd hoped a beer would take the edge off, but perhaps there was a better way to help her sleep tonight. Swiveling to face him, Ronnie smiled. This was what she needed. He was what she needed. Her heart beat faster just thinking of the possibilities. Allowing her gaze to skim down his body, she lingered in key, tantalizing places. Straight shoulders, trim waist, delicious biceps. Down to a flat stomach, narrow hips, and a nice bulge in his softly worn jeans. Whoa. A curl of heat teased through her system. Yes, she had a definite type, favoring rugged, rough men. Real men. This one fit the bill to perfection. Her gaze shifted to his hand. She noted the lack of a wedding band, but then a lot of guys didn't wear them. She never, ever got involved, even for one night, with men already in relationships. Now, how to proceed? When she looked back up to his face, she found him standing still, arms loose at his sides, feet slightly braced apart, staring at her with a very slight smile on his sexy mouth. Terrific. They had a mutual attraction going on. Playing coy, Ronnie slid her gaze away and faced the bar again, forearms folded on the counter. Awareness sizzled as she sensed his casual approach. Drinking alone? That deep voice. So far, everything about him stirred her. He kept a slight distance, not invading her space, but still making his interest apparent. Rubbing her thumb along the neck of the bottle, she glanced up at him. "Not if you join me." Her invitation warmed those dark brown eyes. He settled on the stool beside her, turning slightly so that his thigh touched hers. And just that, such a light touch, sent excitement coiling through her. As he ordered a cola and pulled pork sandwich, she studied his profile. The masculine nose, sensual mouth, strong jaw, and high cheekbones. Oh, those darker-than-sin eyes and lush lashes. His gaze cut her way. "Have you eaten?" She lifted the beer. "Moved on to dessert." No, she wasn't a heavy drinker, but he wouldn't know that. Let him think what he wanted. She didn't care. "New to the area?" he asked. "Just passing through." Somehow she'd make that true. But what if he was a local? In the off chance Slick took the job tomorrow, she'd be in and around the area a lot, meaning she shouldn't complicate things with neighbors. She sipped her beer again, gauging how she'd ask, then settled on, "You work here as a painter?" His mouth curled a little more. "No." "Ah, somewhere else then." Relieved, she let out a tense breath. "That's good." He started to say something, but asked instead, "Good, because..." Ronnie waved a hand. "I don't want to start anything with the locals."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?